Yeah, they're a blast. You can get one for, you know, you can get a fairly decent one for $1,000 and you know, you could probably take it right into the elevator up to your room and store it right in your room, take up some space, but I don't know if they have a place you could store it downstairs, but they're a lot of fun, you know, and some of the, you know, some get up there, you know, run a pretty good clip, but they give you a lot of mobility. Yeah, sure, you can't, you know, if it's storming out or if it's, you know, really, really nasty in the winter, you know, you can't use it, but you can use it most of the time. You know, even when it's cold, you just bundle up. But, you know, they let you pedal as much as you want or don't want. Yeah, I'd have one in a heartbeat in a situation like that. I still think about getting one. I got my regular bike, but an e-bike's nice because you get some baskets for it and go do your shopping and all that good stuff. Biggest thing is worrying about it getting stolen when you stop somewhere. Go into the store, kind of lock it all up, make sure it's done. But as far as, yeah, ellipticals are going to be a lot more taxing on the body, you know, because there's a big, big rocking kind of sweeping motion of the spine, lower back, and all that stuff that you probably wouldn't get nearly as on a bike. So a bike should be a stationary bike. Try the stationary bike, and you know, you probably do that, but the elliptical, no. The elliptical's a lot more kind of a combination of stair climbing and riding a bike, kind of all, like, blended into one. They're good for you, but, yeah, a lot more taxing on the body.